This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I got to tell you guys about this. This is bothering me. This is really, 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 really bothering me. Okay, so many of you guys know I've been doing telemedicine. You know, having been on air for years answering people's medical questions, now that telemedicine is such a huge industry, I've been helping some people with their medical issues on medicine platforms. And one lady the other day just chewed me out. Just ripped me a new one. She ripped me a new one so bad that I could have a colonoscopy out my shoulder. I mean, that's how much she ripped me a new one. And I feel bad for her. I'm on her side, but I think we need to have one hell of a schooling to y'all when it comes to where medicine is going. And what your expectations should be. So basically what happened is she's a victim of, like many of us, where you lose your job, you lose your insurance, you lose your doctor. You get new insurance, can't go to your old doctor, which is kind of odd because most doctors take most insurances. But I get some people move, so they go to a new state. I get that. So, new insurance, trying to get in with a new doctor, and when you call in, trying to be a new patient, there's a 3-month, 6-month wait. So what this one person was doing, as well a lot of people, is using telemedicine, where you call in and talk to a doctor on the phone, to manage one of her medical conditions. Now, this particular medical condition is something that I used to never manage without doing blood work. You have to look at certain levels. You have to monitor the organs' function. And then, if everything was stable, I would probably do a medication for like a 6-month refill. Rarely a year refill, but usually 6 months. Recheck levels, make sure everything's going up to par, make sure masses or anything, no change with the organ. All right? Yeah. So apparently this person, and again, bless her heart, but boy, was she mad at me, had apparently been using telemedicine now for a couple years and would call up and the doctor would just give the medication. No labs done, no, not the doctor's fault. Patient was, look, I'm in between doctors. And we doctors, we really have a soft spot. You know, we really do. That's why so many doctors out there cut bills, write the narcotics, do the refills, because, you know, you could give us a sob story and we'll believe you. You know, we doctors we're soft. Unfortunately, with telemedicine, you have some strict guidelines, real strict guidelines. And even though you could do something as an emergency, it's not a substitute for seeing a regular medical provider and getting blood work, etc. Not a lot of doctors have been upset with the whole telemedicine takeover of primary care, because the telemedicine doctors are not trying to take you from primary care. They're like, go back to your doctor. You know, I'm just helping you temporarily. But you gotta still have a regular doctor, because those of us in telemedicine or primary care, we get how primary care is, on the forefront of medical care. So we don't want to take you away from an in-person provider. Unfortunately, when this woman went off, because what happened is I said, look, if you haven't seen anybody in 2 years, I can't be writing you a medication without knowing what's going on. If you have cancer, I could be making it worse. Okay, I need to know what's going on with the organ, and I need to know what's going on with your blood levels. And since I can't do that because I'm on the phone, you've got to see somebody. So I'll give you another emergency week, and oh, was mad. Because, again, she would call in and ask for refills and refills and refills, and again, she got mad because she's like, I don't have time to go to a doctor, and I can't sit and wait, and I can't wait the months. And I'm like, why didn't you 2 years ago start that three-month wait? You would have already then been in a year and 9 months ago. But people like the path of least resistance. And so getting a doctor on the phone and being able to talk the doctor into doing certain things might only benefit you in the short term, but could really bite you in the butt later. Now, if you aren't doing what you're supposed to, you can be up a creek. Because we teledoctors can lose our job. We could lose our jobs if we don't follow guidelines. We could lose our license. And when I saw how mad she was, she must have really thought that now there's telephone platforms for seeing a doctor, that's the way it is, and she is owed that sort of care without questioning. And I want you all to kind of just take a little step back and look at the reality of it. Telephone medicine will never replace good in-person medicine. And just because insurance, you know, pays for that, may kind of urge and goad you into going towards that because it's cheaper for them, doesn't mean that's the way medicine is going to be. I can't tell you if you have pneumonia over the phone. Yes, a good history could tell us a lot, but I'm not examining you. And the other problem is you have a lot of people that lie. They know exactly what to say. They go, oh, yeah, you know, part of my chest really, really hurts. I'm coughing up some real, real bad sputum. I have a bad fever, can't breathe, and I feel it on one side of my chest. Okay, well, if you tell me that, I'm not going to give you a Z-Pack. I'm going to tell you to go into an urgent care and get yourself looked at because pneumonia could kill you within hours. So don't expect a telephone, you know, platform of medicine to manage your diseases, people, okay? Be careful out there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Again, we are open to your questions, your comments, critiques. Do I really have to say critiques? I don't think I want your critiques, to be honest. I don't. All right. Well, one thing that I am very, very excited about is hearing how U.S. soldier death rates have dropped by 300% during the Iraq and Afghan wars due to better transport, tourniquets, and blood transfusions. Now, this is pretty damn cool, okay? Researchers looked at 57,000 military casualties between October 2001 and December 2017. And as you know, to survive what happens out there, it it's your medic. It's not so much the doctor that, you know, is, you know, back in the OR, even though they do amazing, amazing feats. But it's the people right there on the field. And they say survival rates of U.S. soldiers with the most critical injuries increased threefold. Their survival increased threefold thanks to tourniquets, blood transfusion, and quick transport to the hospital. Now, 58,000 service members died during Vietnam. Less than 10,000 have died in the recent conflicts. And researchers say trauma teams improve their methods to control bleeding, replace blood, and reduce transport times to hospitals. Without this intervention, they say the team from University of Texas San Antonio said we would have had at least 3,600 more deaths. They say prior work has documented pretty extensively of the historic low mortality rates of the current conflicts. We wanted to provide a more comprehensive documentation from the beginning to the end, and what we could identify was that associated with these reductions in mortality. So basically for this study, it was published in JAMA. The team looked at nearly 57,000 military casualties between October 2001 and December 2017. And they found that the rate of deaths was high early on in both wars, but then it gradually improved over time. In Afghanistan, they say the peak was 20% when the war began in October 2001, and then it fell to 8.6%. These are the death rates in December 2017. Similarly, in Iraq, the peak was 20.4% at the war's onset in 2003, before it decreased to 10.1% in December 2017. So they looked at how likely military personnel were to survive based on a score given to their wounds. So mild wound, moderate wound, severe, or critical. Now, critical injuries, of course, made up about 90% of combat deaths overall. So we're talking, you know, IEDs, explosions, gunshot wounds. You know, there's obviously many that can unfortunately comprise that category. And that's where most of the fatalities would happen. Severe head injury, multiple injuries across the body, multiple body regions, and they said the team found that the chances of surviving with these critical injuries significantly increased over the study period from about 9% to 33% in Iraq and about 2% to 40% in Afghanistan. So, you know, I'm fascinated by how medicine was done, you know, during, you know, war. And I actually wrote a piece on what we used to do in terms of war, and I'm having trouble finding it. So, like, back in Civil War days, I really need to find this. Hold on a second. All right. I need to find this. Let me see. This is kind of tricky. How do I find something that I wrote years ago that isn't going to pull up? Let me see. Civil War, for example, was the first time when they brought out, what are those, now, why am I having such a brain fart? Sorry, because I'm trying to type and do this at the same time. Stretchers. So stretchers were utilized during Civil War for the first time. So rather than carrying people off the field, they came out with stretchers. Now, you would think it would have come out like in, you know, the war before that, but it wasn't. And you also used a lot of the, and I have a lot of those instruments now in my little museum, my little instrument museum. They also used a lot of sort of gross surgical maneuvers very quickly, very early on near the battlefield. So if a little mini ball had destroyed a leg and these mini ball bullets would just shatter thigh femurs and tibias and just shatter the bones, they would have to amputate. And I went into a lot of detail on how the amputation would happen, but they would have to leave the extra skin because then they would have to fold the skin over the bone. I mean, they knew very early on, even though we didn't have antibiotics, they knew very early on that you had to cover up the bone. You couldn't leave bone out there in the open. And so they would also have to have some sort of a draining mechanism, etc. You know, they did have, you know, ether, chlorophyll, morphine. They did have opium. They did have certain things that they could do for pain. But most of the time, these soldiers didn't have anything. You know, they used to say, well, you know, they would have Civil War soldiers bite the bullet. They wouldn't really bite a bullet. The bullets were too small. They would bite a piece of wood. They would put a piece of wood and put that in the mouth and let the soldier bite on that while the amputation was taking place. And they would have to amputate because they knew infection would come and take over. World War I was plagued with trench foot. And so World War I didn't really have the active antibiotics. And so with that, the trench foot would happen because where they would fight in the battlefields and, you know, the rain, etc., their feet would be wet for days. And then fungi and infection would set in. And when you have wet and skin, you would have breakdown. And so you had a lot of unfortunate disease that happened there. Plus, with World War I, you had the gases. You had the toxic gases. And then you had injuries from bullets and machine weaponry that would blow people's faces off. And that's where cosmetics would get a huge rise in their development in R&D because they would, you know, have to make, you know, face prostheses for people of World War I. World War II, we start to have more ampules and ways where we could give, you know, morphine and pain medication on the field, and we also had antibiotics. And so in World War II, many of the soldiers would get antibiotics right away, and that staved off a lot of infection and helped a lot of mortality. And then in Vietnam War, we had helicopters, and we also had CPR. And I apologize, I don't have my dissertation in front of me. This is from memory. But CPR was instituted, and most soldiers were trained in that, so they could start performing CPR on soldiers, as well as they had, you know, obvious helicopters that could use for transport. And then, you know, as we got into the more modern-day sort of medic training, as you could see, according to this study, with tourniquets and with all sorts of other things that we could do, blood product, IV fluids, we're able to do a lot more. And, you know, these war medics, I apologize for not being able to pull this up. I should publish it for you guys because it's kind of fascinating, all the different changes and what we were able to do. We don't really appreciate those that do what they're able to do, not only on the field, but while their lives are at stake. You know, many of us remember Band of Brothers. You know, the medic, you're out there while bullets are flying over you, and you are trying to administer care as a doctor or surgeon or ER doc would. And your training might not have been much than a couple classes and an affinity towards wanting to do that. And, you know, there was a lot of protection provided for the medic. You didn't have a lot of medics in your, you know, battalion or platoon or whatever. I mean, you know, so, yeah, you got some protection, but on the other end, you know, you had some of the most dangerous conditions because you couldn't sit there defending yourself and, you know, blocking and things like that. You know, you had to work and you had to hover and, you know, you had to do. And many of the other soldiers too would, you know, institute medical care as they knew or they saw fit, especially if the medic got hurt. So fascinating stuff as we see through the wars and, you know, what we ended up having to, having to advance to be able to, you know, manage these major casualties and traumas that would happen. Plus, as the technology advanced, what we were able to do, you know, with that. So, you know, you might know how to tourniquet and amputate and stop bleeding and, you know, et cetera, but then all of a sudden you got gas coming at you and you got people with gas injuries. Now what do you do? And so, you know, we've had to advance and always be one step farther. It's fascinating. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today at the White House, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence condemned Russia's support of Venezuela during a meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife. President Trump was also asked if applying more pressure is needed to the current Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
Well, they've got a lot of pressure right now. They have no money, they have no oil, they have no nothing. They got plenty of pressure right now, so we'll see. They have no electricity, and other than military, you can't get any more pressure than they have. Unfortunately, a lot of people are starving. They don't take the aid. We've sent hundreds of millions of dollars worth of aid to the border. He won't take the aid.
The Chicago Police Union is calling for an investigation into the state's attorney, Kim Fox. The Chicago Sun-Times is reporting Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chen, had put Fox in touch with Jussie Smollett's family just days after he reported the alleged attack to police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right, so President Trump said today that he now understands the complexity of health care after failed attempts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. And he has reiterated his claim that the Republican Party will now be the party of great health care. So he states, I mean it 100%. I understand health care now, especially very well. A lot of people don't understand it. We are going to be the Republicans, the party of great health care. Now, this is what Mr. Trump said, President Trump said in the Oval Office meeting with the interim First Lady of Venezuela, Fabiana Rosales de Aguayo. And said that he said the Democrats have, they've let you down, they came up with Obamacare, it's terrible. Now, he cited the rising cost of premiums, which you and I have obviously, you know, been saddled with, say people are going broke trying to pay for their health care costs. He maintained that his administration has made it better by, quote, administering Obamacare very well. He said, this is according to CBS News, I'm not sure about that, but slammed the policy is horrible, no good, it's something that we can't live with in this country. Now, as you know, this happened a day after the Justice Department has now taken the position in court that the entire ACA should be overturned. In legal papers filed Monday, the Justice Department is now arguing for the first time that the ACA is unconstitutional. And so people are now claiming that we would have millions of people at risk and people are going to die and if all this happens, if the ACA is deemed unconstitutional. And see, this is, I don't know if you guys have ever been in an abusive relationship, but the scare tactics just remind me of such. And I really get nervous, and I'm not saying this, you know, against Democrats or liberals or Republicans or whatever. It's just when people use scare tactics to the general public, it's a very, very small part of the abusive nature that these people want to hold and the control that they want to hold. And they try to control you by fear. Now, the healthcare system is very, very complex. And expanding Medicaid, which I agree, which should have been done immediately and temporarily as a Band-Aid during the Great Recession, was never supposed to be long-term. We still have millions of people go on Medicaid as the years progress, even though the economy's better and unemployment is at its lowest. And we're not sure why. And somebody said, well, the baby boomers. No, no, the baby boomers are going on to Medicare. A lot of them. So it's not the aging population. The aging population is at the 65-year-old mark going to start more and more going on to Medicare. But why is Medicaid, I think a year and a half ago to 2 years ago, we were up at 72 million people on Medicaid. That rose over the 45, 50, 60, 70 million over the years. And it keeps rising. We have more people on Medicaid than the whole country of England, the whole population of England. I think the whole population of England is like 62 million, 65 million. We have almost a whole country, somebody else's country, worth of people on Medicaid. Now, am I the only one that has a problem with that? Now, you don't just stop the Medicaid. You don't just leave them hanging. And I don't believe the Trump administration would do that. I believe they would allow states to still continue their Medicaid programs and still allow emergency funding. But when Medicaid was expanded, there was supposed to, I thought, be an implied sunset to that. You lost your job. You lost your insurance, here's Medicaid to cover you, and then, when you find a new job, that'll take over. And Obamacare, the reason why, you know, people don't believe me, well, there was not supposed to be a sunset. Yes, there was supposed to be a sunset. Because remember, Obamacare claimed health care for all. Obamacare claimed that they were going to penalize the hell out of employers, penalize the hell out of you if you didn't get on insurance. So you were supposed to eventually go on an Obamacare insurance. They spent millions, trillions on this. The websites, the robocalls, the customer service lines, whatever. And now Medicaid enrollees just keep going up, keep going up. Now, I was for the expansion and allowing people with higher income to be on Medicaid temporarily. And what we don't have in this country is a system by which those who are able to work and are physically fit have a means where they're borrowing the government funding. Or after a certain amount of time, they have to pay it back. one of my producers years ago at one of the radio stations had said, why is unemployment, you know, given for months and years? Why not after a certain period of time, let's say 6 months, it's now a loan? And for every day past that six-month mark, especially if the economy is fine, then there's jobs out there, you will have to start paying back the unemployment insurance from your paychecks. And you'd see a hell of a lot of people would be like, you know what, I'm done with unemployment, I'll find a job, I'm at the six-month mark. I mean, we have jobs. So when people claim that any attempt that Trump makes to try to fix one of the crappiest bills I've ever seen written, that all these people are going to be going to die and be without insurance, okay, that's just, those are just scare tactics. Already pre-existing conditions is something that was very popular. You have bipartisan support for that. Now, it was the root as to why the cost went up. Well, so, you know, if you're not going to be buying insurance when you're healthy, and you're going to wait till you have a condition and then get your insurance, yeah, that's going to be a big problem with health insurance, and we knew that. You know, but the Republicans are going to come up with something. Can they? I don't know. Obamacare was designed that if you mess with it, it would implode. And it's much harder, once a bill is passed, to try to fix it from within. Some approaches are, well, just, you know, defund it. Another approach is, well, just let it die out, let the embers, smoke out. Others say it just has to be revamped completely. Now, many politicians and political strategists said, look, Obamacare's already dying. People hate it. It's not really working. The deductibles are too high. The subsidies we're giving the insurance companies are not very popular. It's going to die out. The problem is it's not dying out quick enough. I mean, I can't stand the deductible, and I can't stand what I'm paying, and I don't know how many more years I'm going to put up with it. I mean, Trump's been in power now almost 3 years. I mean, how many more years is this going to go on? And they got 2020. And do we want Trump to act like a politician, or do we want him to get something done? If he acts like a politician, is, you know what, this is on the Democrats, let the Democrats deal with it. They got another election. They aren't going to be able to campaign on how wonderful Obamacare is. You know, let's see if they lose the election. And some strategists may tell Trump, hold off till the election. Others may say, now, this is ridiculous. Do something now so you can bring it to the table, bring it to the election. Personally, I think deductibles that are so damn high are a waste of money. I do not want to pay an insurance company monthly fees for me to have a $12,000 deductible, which means it won't kick in till I've paid over $12,000 to a doctor or medical facility. Now, mind you, you have something really bad happen, it's the best you got. But if you're going for basic physicals and stuff, it's a waste of money. So, it sounds like Trump is starting to mobilize. Not exactly sure what the Republicans have in mind, but they got a lot of eyes on them with this one. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Rockland, a city in New York, declares a state of emergency over the measles outbreak, and now bars unvaccinated people from public places. Rockland County has declared a state of emergency, with Executive Ed Day announcing that non-vaccinated minors are now barred from public places. So now, in effect, anybody who is under 18 years of age and is not vaccinated against the measles is prohibited from public places until the declaration expires in 30 days or until they receive the MMR vaccination. Officials said law enforcement will not be patrolling the streets or asking for vaccination records, but if somebody is found in violation of the declaration, their case will be referred to the district attorney's office. Parents will also be held accountable for their children if they are found in violation of the state of emergency and could face fines and possible jail time. Now, you know, this is really causing a brew. Officials say there are no religious exemptions, and they have been working with area rabbis who have been encouraging their members to get vaccinated. According to the emergency declaration, public places are defined as a place where more than 10 persons are intended to congregate for purposes such as civic, governmental, social, or religious functions, or for recreation or shopping, or for food or drink consumption, or awaiting transportation, or for daycare or educational purposes, or for medical treatment. Which means you can't go to school. You can't go to a hospital if you didn't get your MMR. As a doctor, I don't know how okay I am with that. Because, again, this wasn't the kid's choice. I get very nervous when people start to have this anti-people demographic grouping and public shaming of people. I get just very nervous. And mind you, I'm pro-vaccines, but this just doesn't sit right. And I get how measles is a communicable disease, but we're not talking Ebola. And I know what I'm saying is not very popular, and I'm pro-vaccine, and I think measles can kill, and I think kids should be vaccinated for the measles. But I get a little edgy when I hear people banning these kids who didn't have a say in the matter from going to school, going to a hospital, going to a doctor, and getting taken care of. If a kid ends up having a pneumonia and this city banned that kid from going to a hospital because he didn't get vaccinated for the measles and that kid dies, I'm going to have a problem with that. I think we really need to be careful with this call to ban people. You know, and mind you, I'm scared to death of polio. I'm scared to death of tetanus. We had a family member who died of tetanus. I'm scared of the measles, mumps, and rubella. Maybe not to death, but it's scary. They could kill. They can. I'm not sure how many people died with that whole Disneyland area outbreak, but, I mean, it is dangerous. But to prevent a child who is sick, who could potentially have something life-threatening, from entering a hospital because they didn't get vaccinated for the measles, I just don't know if, as a doctor, I could stand by and say that's okay. We're supposed to treat kids. If they need medical attention, you have to give them medical attention. And this idea of, no, your mom didn't vaccinate you, so sorry, that's not the kid's fault. They say a place of public assembly can also include public transportation vehicles, including but not limited to privately or publicly owned buses or trains. So a kid can't ride the bus, has to walk. What if he gets abducted because he didn't get the MMR? I mean, I'm, mind you, I get, if Ebola hits the United States, whoa. We are talking about quarantine central. And yeah, if you're not vaccinated, for your own safety, we're going to want to keep you away from certain areas. And if you have the potential to spread something that deadly to others, we will probably have areas for unvaccinated kids to go to. But to just say, you just stay home, this is kind of a shaming. I mean, here we are with this whole anti-bullying movement, and what are these kids supposed to think? Now, there are 153 confirmed reported cases of measles in the county, which is a lot. And again, I'm not a fan of measles. As this outbreak has continued, they say our inspectors have begun to meet resistance from those who they are trying to protect. They've been hung up on, told not to call again. They've been told, we're not discussing this, do not come back when visiting the homes of infected individuals. This type of response is unacceptable and irresponsible. It endangers the health and well-being of others and displays a shocking lack of responsibility and concern for others in our community. Day said the intention of the state of emergency isn't to arrest people, but to educate the community and gain compliance. This is an opportunity for everyone in their community to do the right thing, they said. We must do everything in our power to end this outbreak and protect the health of those who cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons and for the children too young to be vaccinated. So infants can't be vaccinated against the measles outbreak. Now, because religious holidays are coming up soon, if people immediately comply with the state of emergency and vaccinate their kids now, they will still be able to enjoy Easter and Passover with their friends and family. They say we want people to be able to celebrate. We don't want to see a repeat of how this outbreak started when we saw people gather together and then fall ill last fall. They say we want everyone to enjoy their family and friends, something quite difficult with the specter of measles hanging over their heads. Now, as a Jew, I've been asked why Jews are not vaccinating. I don't know. I'm Jewish. We were pro-vaccine. The only thing that I was enlightened on is many Catholic and maybe Orthodox Jewish groups were concerned that some of the vaccines might have been made from aborted fetuses, but I can't confirm that, because in Judaism, the Bible really doesn't, I think, have an opinion from what I understand. I'm conservative Judaism, where I'm not very religious, very Orthodox, but I'm not very liberal in terms of religion. So I protected against disease is not anything that we are against. And most Jews I know are vaccinated. So I'm not really too sure, unless it has to do with the source and where the source of the vaccines might have come from. So I can't comment on that. But it is scaring people. They say others worry about how normal people are being demonized. According to Gary Setzer of the Jewish Foundation, Federation of Foundation of Rockland County, I'm very concerned about how people will be viewed and what will happen when people go to the mall and try to go to the Target or wherever they want to go shopping and be about. Now, the health department is hosting free MMR vaccine clinic. And mind you, we want to protect those that can't be vaccinated, but honestly, the idea of vilifying those and saying, you know what, we're going to take matters into our own hands, that's going to cause some major, I think, civil rights issues. And I don't know where the ACLU stands. My guess is the ACLU isn't getting involved because, you know. But it is kind of interesting. It's, you know, these kids didn't make the choice to be unvaccinated. So really, we aren't going to let them, you know, take public transportation? 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare?
Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.